This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
National Day of Mourning President is set for 11 a.m. Eastern Time at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Barbara Pierce Bush shares one of her final moments with her grandfather on NBC's Today Show.
We decided to get married very quickly because we wanted to make sure my grandfather could be with us. He got dressed early and came downstairs early before the wedding so that he could see me in my wedding dress before we got married. One of the last things he said to me was that I'd never looked so beautiful.
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could get no jail time. At least that's what Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommended. Mueller said Flynn is cooperating with the government and should receive a light sentence for lying to the FBI. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush. I'm John Clemens.
The Justice Department will try to convince a federal court this week that the AT&T merger with Time Warner is bad for consumers. The department's antitrust division will argue to the U.S. Court of Appeals that the lower court was wrong to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner for $85 billion just over 6 months ago. The court is expected to rule at the end of February. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights, too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. Now, Dane was on Fox News today talking about why he believes the law should be changed.
Because I thought it was an outdated law, and there's no reason you can't throw snowballs in Colorado or Severance.
And regarding that ceremonial snowball, Dane talks about where that snowball ended up.
He told me to just throw it in the street.
The National Hockey League announced that Seattle will get an NHL expansion team. The team will begin playing in 3 years in the Pacific Division, which will require the Arizona Coyotes to move from the Pacific to the Central Division. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what we're all about here at the intersection of faith and politics. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, for more information on the show, I'll direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. A lot of great stuff there. And a great picture that has really, actually two photos particularly that will just grab you by the heart. Number one is the president, former president in 41, his service dog, Sully, lying before the casket. And the other one was a reminder of the photo that we saw when Barbara Bush passed as she was going into heaven, and Robin, their three-year-old daughter, was welcoming them there. And this one shows the president coming off his plane, World War II plane, and meeting up with Barbara and Robin in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you." Gosh, it's just so touching, you know, what has gone on. And I think that the timing of the passing of this president at a time when our country has been so embittered, it is nice to have a moment. And I got to tell you, I am so grateful for the Bushes and how they have been honoring their father, their grandfather, and the way the nation has been honoring this president. Some pundits cannot help themselves. They want to, you know, use it as a comparative against Donald Trump. It's unfortunate. And I want to bring Dr. Paul Kengor on right now. Dr. Kengor, of course, professor of political science, executive director at the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, great, Bill. Now that I opened your website, I heard you say that, and wow, this is really touching. This cartoon, this George Bush, 1924, 2018. Yeah, they got the plane there in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you," and yeah, wow, and they're holding Robin's hand. Mm. I'm getting choked up just looking at this.
You can't help but be moved by that, and then you know, and you see Sully there lying before the casket. He's been his service dog, I guess. He's been with the president since the passing of Barbara, I understand. And he will have another mission, you know, to go and serve some vets, once the funeral is over. But, oh my goodness.
You might want to add the picture of Bob Dole.
Yes,
well,
that is precious. Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that.
I saw that about a half hour ago, and I don't know how old Bob Dole is. He must
95.
Be
95.
Wow. He outlived George H.W. Bush, and
right.
and to see him there, and I still remember Bob Dole speaking at Richard Nixon's funeral back in 1994, and gave, I thought, one of the most touching eulogies I've ever seen, and where he just kept saying over and over again, "How American, how American, how American." It would kind of be the end of every line that he would say about Richard Nixon, who was somebody who was really unappreciated in his lifetime and really treated poorly.
Exactly.
But like you said, I'm so glad to see the country coming together around George H.W. Bush. And I probably shouldn't make a political comment like this, but I think part of what the left is doing right now is they want to hold up H.W. Bush as a saint in order to show Donald Trump as a devil.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly what they've done. And of course, they weren't that way when he was alive and he was with, you know, president. I mean, it was the Democrats that really sealed his fate. As we were talking with someone else yesterday who knew of this quite well, that H.W., put it on Gephardt. Gephardt was the one that made the deal to get him to, we needed some military money. The president was pushed up against the wall. He had to make a tough decision. But this was typical of him. When you look at him historically, as you know, Paul, better than anybody else, you can blame Bush for a lot of things, but one of the things that he was consistent with was he was definitely for the country. He was for the greater cause. Yes, he was a leader and wanted to be president, wanted to have a second term, but he had to make a decision for the sake of the military, and it cost him that second term, and of course that was no help from Ross Perot either.
No, that's right, and to show you what things were like at that time, and I just Googled this right now while you were talking there to see if, make sure my memory is correct, and it is. This is from August 9th, 1992. In fact, I should write something on this. and the title is Waters, be Maxine Waters. Yeah. No apologies for her calling the president a racist.
Right.
And the lead here is, listen carefully, Representative Maxine Waters advised Vice President Dan Quayle from afar on Saturday. There will be no apology for her calling President Bush a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not George W. Bush. That was George H. W. Bush.
Exactly.
Right now a saint to liberals, and Maxine Waters called him a racist too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to know why no one takes him seriously when they say these things about Donald Trump. And the answer is because you called all of these, you call everybody you don't like a racist.
Right.
They did it to Reagan, so they do it to everybody. I mean, they talk about the boy who cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about the gal who cried racist?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And I think that if we're going to be healed, you know, we need to lay this out and call it for what it is. And when I say lay it out, you know, bring it to memory to say, okay, here's what's going on. And maybe, liberals may live to rue the day that they started bringing this up, because especially in light of this information age, as you say, Paul, we're one click away from Google, and we start bringing up this history and going, wait a minute, you said this? And all that set aside. And even, I got to tell you, Meghan McCain, I've had a little bit of a challenge with her, since the McCain funeral and everything that went on. And I understand it was her dad, and I want to extend as much compassion, understanding as possible. And I think that she regrets maybe, especially the way she expressed herself the other day on The View, going after Joy Behar the way she did, is that, maybe she regretted politicizing her father's funeral. But Behar wanted to politicize the deal. And Meghan McCain threw a flag on it. She threw a penalty flag, says, nah, it's not going to happen. And Behar went nuts. I mean, she lost her skull over this whole deal. But, I think a good, look, I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And I think Meghan has learned, through the process, and maybe this country is learning through the process, maybe we will be able to draw something beneficial from all this, is that regardless of what president we have, you go back historically, whether it was, Richard Nixon, Eisenhower, JFK, go down the list, they are men for specific times in much the same way like Churchill. Churchill was there for Britain at a specific time, and when his job was done, it was time for him to leave the stage. Or Margaret Thatcher, go down in history and look at all these leaders. They're there for a specific time and purpose, right?
That's right. You got it.
And I think we're having the same experience with Donald Trump. And we have an opportunity as a country to maximize his talents, his gifting, his courage to take on the deep state, to take on this bureaucracy that America has been increasingly frustrated over. So we'll see what can happen here if we can all be on the same team to get this country back on track. More from Dr. Paul Kengor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez
live.
You know, I listen to those lyrics and they touch me so deeply, and I think, gosh, you know, here it is, all the fussing and fighting over God's will. His will always wins out, you know, but we'll be kicking and screaming regardless, because we think he's not the boss of us. But, you know, for those of us that have appreciated and surrendered, this is so meaningful. Dr. Paul Kangor is with us. He is the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, as we, you know, kind of summarize, you know, this remembrance of our 41st president, you know, a historic figure. And as I said, you know, you look back historically and you consider these presidents who come in. First of all, I would say that he was probably the most experienced and prepared to be president of the United States, having been the vice president, the other jobs that he, you know, how he served our country, you know, working his way up to the Oval Office. I've said repeatedly on the show, when you consider, in most cases, you know, presidents are elected, and it's probably the biggest on-the-job training, you know, position you could have on the planet. I mean, because it's not like you go to, you know, to Grove City College and you say, hey, I want to be president of the United States, you know. Well, you need to talk with Dr. Paul Kangor. He's going to train you and teach you everything you need to know about being president of the United States. I mean, you are thrust into the Oval Office and suddenly you are bombarded with all this information and maybe ideas and thoughts that you may have preconceived. You know, become laughable when you start seeing the facts, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, Bill, for him to be thrust into that position in 1989, right? Yes. I mean, that was, you know, that's the year that we date as the end of the Cold War. That it was Poland in June 1989 had free and fair elections where the communists lost 100 out of 100 contested seats, which is why communists never hold elections in Cuba, and, you know, China, and elsewhere, right? And then it was the fall of 1989 that the Berlin Wall collapsed. That was all under George H.W. Bush. So, you know, Ronald Reagan set it up, but Reagan left office in January of 89. And then you had the Soviet Union folded in 1991. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think one of the, you know, really truly historic moments that nobody saw, but George H.W. Bush uniquely witnessed, it was Christmas Day, 1991, December 25th, 1991, and Mikhail Gorbachev, who was president of the Soviet Union, and in that position, he was the remaining thread holding together this, you know, this tattered mess that, right, that had once been the evil empire. He picked up the telephone, he called President George H.W. Bush, and his exact words were, quote, "You can have a very quiet Christmas evening. I am saying goodbye, and I'm shaking your hand," unquote. Wow. And he told President Bush that he would be resigning as president of the USSR on that Christmas day. And, you know, that night, he went on television, and he announced to his country that he was leaving his post. And it was on that date that the evil empire, the Soviet Union, ended, which I think is just poignant. And so fitting. I mean, this country that had a war on religion, as Gorbachev called it, which declared war on Christmas. Mm-hmm. The fact that it would end basically on Christmas Day, 1991, was really something.
Exactly.
And the president who was there to oversee the demolition, the dissolution, if you will, was George H.W. Bush. And, you know, Ronald Reagan was kind of, to use a baseball metaphor here, you know, he was the starter.
Right.
He went the first eight innings. He's the guy that really won the game, but Bush was the closer.
Exactly.
And Bush made sure that all of that happened peacefully, in a tactful way. He didn't call for a parade to dance on the tomb of the Soviet Union, which, frankly, Bill, I would have done if I had been president. And he really handled it beautifully. And you mentioned, you know, God and divine providence and God's will. If God had intended George H.W. Bush to be president for only one reason, then it must have been that. It must have been to turn out the lights on the Soviet Union. It was his greatest achievement.
What cannot be underestimated, and you alluded to this, without a single shot. Imagine bringing down. Who would have thought? I mean, and it wasn't that long before that you had Khrushchev going head-to-head with one JFK and the threat of an outright nuclear holocaust that could have taken place. I mean, we were all so close. And so you go from, you know, one extreme to the other, and now without a shot, without somebody banging their shoe on the table, that evil empire folds and the end of the Cold War. And it is the man who could be the only one, I believe, to have orchestrated that.
Well, and think about this, too. I mean, a lot of people figure, well, 1991, you know, end of 1991, Boris Yeltsin at that point was president of Russia. Mm-hmm. So really it was kind of, you know, it was a slow final gasp and everything was headed toward a peaceful end. Well, it was August of 1991 that hardliners in the Soviet Union staged a coup against Gorbachev. That was just a few months earlier.
Exactly.
So you know, this could have gone pretty badly. And even after Gorbachev stepped down, throughout the 1990s, the largest political party in the Duma, the Russian legislature, was the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. They had about 20-30% of the seats, and the next closest party had like maybe 10% of the seats, or something like 12 mm-hmm. parties in the Duma. But the Communist Party, it's funny, we're talking, this month is the 20th anniversary of the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. In 1998, the Communists in the Duma in Russia were trying to impeach Boris Yeltsin. Wow. So communism kind of lingered throughout the 1990s in Russia. So that was a very perilous time. To have George H.W. Bush be president from January 89 to January 1993 was historically critically important. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that should be remembered, I think, as his greatest accomplishment.
Well, and I'm sure the Kuwaitis remember his presidency as well.
So true.
But for him, where would Kuwait be today?
Right. And think about that, too. And I know a lot of the criticism of Bush is, well, he didn't get Saddam, right? You know, he didn't finish the job. Well, George H.W. Bush, having been through Vietnam, that experience, he very clearly staked out in August of 1990. He said, Saddam must withdraw from Kuwait. He can't go into Saudi Arabia, because if Saddam had Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, he would have had control of a majority of the world's oil supplies. And Saddam Hussein could have gotten up in the morning on a bad hair day and decided how much money you were going to pay at the pump for your gasoline. And so Bush said the mission is to push him out of Kuwait. They pushed him out of Kuwait. Mission accomplished. That was it. It was over. And he learned from Vietnam, you don't change the mission on the troops once they get there.
Exactly.
He wasn't going to then say to them, all right, boys, good job. Now you're going all the way to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a damn bloody mess.
Right.
I mean, that was the end of it. And you know, that was, there again, the virtue of his excellent foreign policy experience.
Well, his foreign policy experience, his leadership, and we cannot underestimate the gift of leadership and how it's exercised when it's exercised at its appropriate time. And this was a man for the season, no doubt about it.
Yep, you got it. He absolutely was.
Well, we remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush, who is being memorialized even as we speak at this very moment. And we line up with the rest of the citizens of America in honoring our former president. Dr. Paul Kengor, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Bill, anytime.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid and Walgreens.
USA Radio News.
Family, friends, former presidents, and foreign dignitaries are preparing to say goodbye to George H.W. Bush on this National Day of Mourning. A memorial service for the nation's 41st president is set for 11 a.m. Eastern Time at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Barbara Pierce Bush shares one of her final moments with her grandfather on NBC's Today Show.
We decided to get married very quickly because we wanted to make sure my grandfather could be with us. He got dressed early and came downstairs early before the wedding so that he could see me in my wedding dress before we got married. One of the last things he said to me was that I've never looked so beautiful.
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could get no jail time. At least that's what Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommended. Mueller said Flynn is cooperating with the government and should receive a light sentence for lying to the FBI. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots founder and president, is with us. Jenny Beth, how are you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be with you. Real quick, we need to acknowledge today a national day of mourning, the 41st president of the United States being honored, rightfully so. And I think that you would agree that a lot of the founding principles that have driven the Tea Party really are at the very heart of this man and this president, are they not?
Yes, I would agree with that. And he loved our country, he served our country, and he did so over the course of his entire life. And people are showing up to show their respect for him. And it's refreshing to see that even in today's political climate, we can set aside differences and respect the men who have served our country as president and in other portions of their life like he and his family have.
And I like the idea, the way, you know, some of this is being handled, unlike a previous funeral situation where our current president was being, you know, a bit maligned. I mean, some of the pundits can't help themselves, but, you know, forget it. As I've said repeatedly, that presidents come for a specific purpose. Donald Trump is here for a specific purpose, and I'll tell you, I don't know who else we could have had to take on, you know, so courageously the bureaucracy of our government. Now, can he bring it home? It's going to be up to patriots and the rest of the citizenry to get behind him to do the things that need to be accomplished. For example, our national security, which has been so greatly ignored, and we see it on full display at our southern border. This is why the wall is so critical, is it not?
It is. It is incredibly critical. And it is on display at our southern border, yet people understood that this was an important, and I think it's why the president became the nominee and ultimately the president, because we as Americans have seen what's happening to our border and the effect that it has on our local communities. We are compassionate people and want to help others in the rest of the world, and also understand we have to have national sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And President Trump, as candidate, was not afraid to address that.
Exactly. And the thing is that irritates holy what have you out of me, Jenny Beth, is that the media has really abandoned the people because they have not reported on what's going on at the border. They insist that it, you know, it's mothers and children, you know, coming here and that sort of thing. And then we get, you know, the truth, you know, Sarah Carter, others go right in the midst of, you know, the 14,000 plus, you know, immigrants in the caravan here, finding out that, whoa, you know, that's, you know, we got MS-13 gang members. There's people from Honduras, other countries that mean ill will, you know, toward this country. And that is clear. And now we're finding out very slowly as they've made this travel, and we've been warned previously that this was the case. Now some of them are reluctantly admitting that there's over 600 criminals in and amongst them. And, of course, we've had people storm the borders. They're not coming in through the 48 established entry points. They're breaking walls down. I mean, I saw pictures last night where they're breaking in and, you know, people have found a way to get around the, you know, the fencing and that sort of thing. You know, this is all, you know, a clear and present danger, is it not?
It absolutely is, and they're tearing down entry points, as you were just mentioning. But going around the entry points and avoiding the entry points, this is not something new. With this many people at one time, it's very, very concerning. But I was on the border in June, and I was talking to a border patrol agent in McAllen, Texas, and he was telling me one of the biggest problems that they have is that people, instead of going across the bridge on the top, to allow people entry into the country as they are supposed to be handled and processed accordingly.
In an orderly manner, right?
In an orderly manner, whether we like all the court decisions or not, there is an orderly manner. People were going underneath the bridge because they didn't want to wait online. The line could have been anywhere from 8 hours to a few days, and they didn't want to wait any longer. So they were going underneath the bridge, and many of the people who were going underneath the bridge and avoiding the checkpoints were the people who then were being dealing with the family separation issues because they were breaking the laws that came into the country. It's continuing right now with what we're seeing from Tijuana into Southern California. And it's not surprising to me because it's been going on all year, and these kind of things have been going on for years. It's why we need to fund the wall. We need $5 billion to fund the wall. And I say it's time for President Trump to be very, very tough on this. We know Democrats are not going to do anything to help with the wall once they get control of the House.
Well, the thing is that they look at it as supporting the president as opposed to supporting we the people. I mean, are you here to protect us or not? I mean, all these years, the Democrats under, you know, Barack Obama, you know, they ignored it. Bill Clinton ignored it. I mean, time and again, Democrats have had an opportunity and they have shown themselves to be unfaithful to we the people. They're not interested in our national security. Donald Trump is, and he's really calling the question, and it's up to the other 50% of the country to realize that the Democrats are not your friends. they're not interested in protecting your national security. The fact that we have had someone murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant in every state of the Union, it doesn't matter to them. The Kate Steinleys of the world, the families who will celebrate Christmas again with an empty chair at Christmas, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care. And they want, all they want to do is blame Republicans instead of saying, look, we've got a problem. Forget the blame game. You know, we have a problem here, and either we're going to address it and be serious about it and do something together in a bipartisan manner to solve a major problem in our country, or we're going to continue to resist and do all this fussing and fighting and a waste of time and resources and the people's money.
That is correct. And that's why I say that over the next, it looks like because of the funeral today that Congress is not going to deal with the spending bill and the deadline that was coming up at the end of the week. So they're going to extend spending, government spending for 2 weeks. It pushes right into the holidays. They think they can just ignore everything and people will forget about what they're doing. And I'd like to do that. I'd like to enjoy the holiday time with my family. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, if we don't pay attention in the next couple of weeks, they're not going to fund this wall. So we have to stay on them and have to keep making the phone calls to both the House and our senators, to our congressmen and our senators, telling them fund the wall, fund the wall.
And that's all you have to do. Pick up the phone. They do respond to phone calls because, as you and I have discussed before, an activated citizenry is so critical, and especially right now. And what are we asking here? What do we have to invest? 5 minutes to pick up the phone and call your legislators and just say, fund the wall. That's all you have to say, right? I mean, that's... Go ahead.
It really is. It's that simple. And if you want to have a longer conversation, say, I want to speak to the legislative director. You can ask to speak to the legislative director or the legislative policy person assigned to immigration. But the fact is, if they don't hear from you, they're not going to do it. If they do hear from you, at least we have a fighting chance.
You know, when you think about this, Jenny Beth, we've had the tail shaking the dog way too long. The other side gets it. They know the game. They've been very effective at it. And the rest of us have been slow on picking up and learning from experience. We have got to employ these type of strategies in order to make sure that America truly can be great again, that we can get this country back on track. Remind everybody how they can get activated at Tea Party Patriots.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, yes, the founder and president of Tea Party Patriots. Thank you so much, Jenny Beth, as always. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off, valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Wadi Gitan is with us, national spokesman for the Libra Initiative. Wadi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on again.
Well, always good to have you here. This one day with a heavy heart that we're all sharing from coast to coast around this country, a national day of mourning for our 41st president. And, you look back historically and you're so grateful for what this man exampled to us. And hopefully, as we remember, it might have an impact on, the bitter rhetoric that's flying around. We can only hope so, maybe, huh?
I would agree. I think there's really a sentiment today, not only just in Washington, D.C., but from coast to coast, remembering how, former President Bush was really one who tried to bring people together, someone who, when he talked about conservative policies, talked about how they empower people and really building up the nation and making sure that we are strong as a united America.
And I'm glad you brought that up, conservative policies. They have led the way in uniting the people historically. When you look at major events throughout our country and events that we can look back in the rearview mirror and appreciate that they were win-win, they came out of conservative values, did they not?
No, I'll agree with that. Conservative values, free market principles, when you look at poverty, not just in our nation, but across the world, the biggest way and the biggest policies that have brought people out of poverty have been those free market principles, because they go to the core of the problem. They go to the core of giving people an opportunity to rise up. And when people are given that opportunity, they historically are able to build themselves. And the beauty of that is that that wealth is then transmitted to that next generation, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
through building oneself up in one family and achieving economic freedom, that then is passed along to the next generation. That's why our nation has been able to continue to grow. But the beauty of that is, even though maybe you weren't someone who received that inheritance or received that opportunity from your parents, this country continues to offer. We continue to be a country of opportunity because of those free market conservative principles.
But what we did receive, Wadi, is we received the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you look at those conservative documents, the mission statement, the objectives of what we were going to do, and how they liberate people and how they disperse freedom, if you are so interested to apprehend it and protect it. Because freedom is constantly in the crosshairs of those that want to control us. But that's passed in. It's passed down, you know, from our founding fathers. It is not, as Ronald Reagan said, and I agree, it's not passed through the bloodstream, but it is there. It's part of the DNA makeup of this country. And if we hold on to that and vigilantly protect it and fight for it, then we can turn that over, at least give the next generation an opportunity to do that. And this is what we're trying to do in this country in healing the whole, you know, screwed up immigration situation that's run amok. It's been progressive ideas that have unhinged, you know, from conservative values and conservative anchor points that has us in this period of chaos right now. And as you say, you know, we've got to make the wall, and maybe part of the deal with the Democrats is, you know, we've tried to do this. There has been some, you know, some movement here, is that we work a compromise, you know, with the Dreamers and say, look it, we can do both things. We can satisfy the Dreamer issue. These kids who came here, you know, that didn't have an idea. They came here with their parents. Now, some of these kids, you know, assimilated. They have gone on and have joined the military. They have appropriated, you know, American values and the Constitution. And I think that, you know, that needs to be considered, and I have no problem. For the Dreamers, the other ones who came in and have become a nightmare, I think that's another issue, and that needs to be dealt with. But nonetheless, for most of those kids who have been positive and have assimilated and want to live the American dream and pass it on to their kids, the red carpet is out for them. We say welcome. And meanwhile, we need to protect their interest and their family interest and the interest of the citizens of this country by building the wall.
I completely agree that I think historically we've seen that Republicans have really just focused on border security, and then Democrats have just focused on you know, amnesty. Mm-hmm. And what I think what the American people are looking for is for someone to say, you know, step up and don't just focus on maybe the area that you like, but focus on applying common sense and finding a solution to what people recognize are two problems, right? A border security problem and also a problem with, you know, with Dreamers. Mm-hmm. I think Republicans really have an opportunity to step up. We were talking about how conservative values and principles and policies have really benefited our country throughout history. Mm-hmm. I think here's a clear example where we can do that as well. Instead of allowing, you know, the left to hijack the subject of Dreamers, we can apply conservative common sense principles into that subject. When you talk about this group, you know, we can't paint them with a broad brush. We can't say every dreamer is perfect. We can't say every kid who was brought here by no fault of their own is 100% perfect. That's why we need to apply common sense. So a process, I think a lot of sort of Republicans who have been trying to lead on this issue have put together legislation that focuses on making sure that they go through a background check, making sure that they qualify through either graduating with a bachelor's degree or any kind of degree of higher education, serving in the military, which much of them have, many of them have, making sure that they are meeting these criteria. These are, like you mentioned, many of them, a good number of them are ones who grew up pledging allegiance to this flag when going to school. They see themselves as Americans. They want to serve our nation. They want to be contributors of our economy and of our culture. And those are those individuals. So when we put legislation together that, meets those criteria, that they qualify, that they haven't broken the law, these are individuals that when we couple a deal that includes border security, this is something that should easily pass through Congress. But again, we need Democrats to leave the amnesty place. We need them to leave the, you know, citizenship for all without blanket requirement mentality. If we can apply these conservative principles and we can get people behind these conservative principles, supporting their legislators who step forward with these principles, we can reach a point where we're both producing border security and making sure those who are here contributing have security.
And more importantly, Wadi, as we get them out of the shadows, progressive ideas have put them in the shadows. This is what's promoted sex trafficking. It's promoted drugs. It's promoted illegality in local communities to such a degree to where citizens are being murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants. I mean, we have got to give them a fair chance. This is what, you know, the U.S. Constitution is all about. It's about freedom and opportunity. This is why people are coming in. I don't blame, you know, the migrant caravan, you know, walking 1,500 miles to the border. I mean, we are that shining that shining light for liberty. I don't blame them for doing it. The thing is that there has to be an orderly way. There is. We have 48 legal entry points that they must pass through. They cannot be knocking down walls. They can't be breaking the law to get into this country and expect to partake in, in the bounty and in the treasury of we the people. You know, they even know instinctively that's not fair. It's not right. It doesn't serve their best interest. It keeps them in the shadows. And then what do we start? We start having what mafia-like local neighborhood groups, you know, rising up. That's not in the best interest of them. It's not in the best interest of everybody. They need to be able to come into this country, be able to put their best foot forward and make the most of this opportunity and given a fair chance to win. You can't do it if you're operating in the shadows. You're going to be taken advantage of.
And that's the key. And I think that's where the problem is. A lot of times, you know, this problem isn't resolved. There are efforts and both sides don't seem to come in agreement. And what people forget is that when the status quo remains, what we're having is a group of people who are living in the shadows, people who are scared to come out, who haven't registered, with the government, who haven't registered with local government. And that's why we need something that provides a path for them to come out of those shadows, right, and say, hey, apply or register with the government. This way we can see and do a background check. This is where we can see if you're a contributor to our society, but we need people to come together on that. We also need one thing to mention is to understand that the Dreamers and the undocumented population did not all come through the border. Mm-hmm. A next step would really start working on our visa system. Our visa system has failed us, where a lot of people have overstayed, and they are now in the shadows. There are stories of people who go through our school system who are people who are ready to start a business in this country, but they are not given that opportunity because of our flawed visa system. So the border security and Dreamers need to be the first step. And once taken that first step, we can start addressing other areas like our visa system, the flaws in that system, and start making sure that the United States has the opportunity to continue being a world power and a power within our own nation.
And that we're supporting our citizenry, you know, today's citizens and the future citizens of this country as well. Wadi Gatton on Bill Martinez Live from Libre Initiative. Thank you, Wadi. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Likewise, Bill. Pleasure.
My My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The